In defiance of Illinois Department of Public Health guidelines, the Illinois High School Association has decided to let the basketball seasons begin as planned later this month. Peoria County Regional Superintendent Beth Kreider says that puts school districts in a difficult position. Joe Deacon reports.
When the IDPH elevated basketball to the high-risk category for COVID-19 transmission, it seemed winter hoops would be put on hold. Kreider says the IHSA's action merely shifted the decision on whether or not to play to the local level, forcing districts to balance legal and insurance ramifications with the desire of young athletes.
There is nothing more than our local coaches, athletic directors, teachers, principals, and administrators want than to see kids engaging in the activities that they love. It's good for their mental health. It's good for their physical health. It's part of being in school.
But as COVID-19 case counts and positivity rates continue to rise all across the state, Kreider says health and safety must be the top priority.
We're in the middle of a pandemic, and there's a lot more that we have to weigh than just whether or not it's okay to play basketball. So they're going to weigh all those factors, and I think you're going to see more and more schools deciding not to play basketball.
Kreider says she believes neither of the administrative agencies has any ill intent, but they are creating a heavy burden.
Superintendents are not making this decision, nor are the principals or athletic directors. It's going to be our local school boards, because they're going to have to weigh whether they want to go against the Illinois Department of Public Health guidelines. And that's a tough spot to be in.
The Diocese of Peoria has already told its schools they will not participate in the upcoming basketball seasons. I'm Joe Deacon.